Hola, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia. And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners, following our dreams, just striving to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right, and we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
And I was jumping on the waves with Krista, and it was like, oh my God, this is the best ever. We get in the car, we get home. She cries because I woke her up. Ah! I was like, I wish I didn't have any kids within like 3 hours.
She stopped me right there. She was like, Brisa, I want you to understand this. I seriously believe that our children choose us and we don't choose our children.
Right.
Your baby chose you to be his mom.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what kind of mom he wanted. And he chose you as his mom.
Oh, that's right. Nice.
We're all sisters here to inspire, support, and guide each other to dream bigger and to enjoy every moment of this extraordinary journey that is womanhood. ¿Listas?
Here we go.
Super Mamas!
Hi, Super Mamas. This is Bricia. And this week in the podcast, we have Lisa Cook, founder of Kids Swim, teaching us all there is to know about water safety. Water safety, swimming instruction, swimming tips, tricks, and everything in between. You guys are going to love this episode. And also, don't forget to get your tickets for the Super Mama Social coming to LA May 13th, 2017. Enjoy the show.
Hello.
Hello, sisters.
How are you?
Hope everybody's doing well. Had a great weekend. Cinco de Mayo.
Oh my God, Cinco de Drinko. So auténtico. We went to a very authentic party. We did went to a dope AF party, though. My Hell brother yeah. threw like the best party ever at Echo in LA. If some of you moms were there.
I know.
I hope you didn't see me.
No, I saw one. I saw one of the moms. Hi,
you
Jesenia.
Always see moms.
Hi, Jesenia. Yeah, I did. But I was actually filming a video for dad because I wanted to show him because he was so nervous.
We had like maybe 3,000 people show up to the party.
I sent it to dad and he was like, oh, I can finally sleep. Because he,
gosh, I know my dad worries.
So I was like, yeah, I just wanted to send it so he could be like, cool. It was amazing. It was so much fun. And I, you know, I'm not drinking, but it was fun just to see everybody there. And it was stuffing their faces with tacos.
And micheladas. Yo, my brother is just launching a new michelada flavor. The red flavor. Oh my God, you guys. If you guys are, anybody has access to Golden Road Brewery or Golden Road, it's like, it's available in several stores, liquor stores and whatnot. But they just came out with a seasonal flavor. It's called Mango Cart.
Yeah.
It's 3.5% alcohol. So, like, it's not that much. Like, it's really, like, it's not even, I'm like, a cooler has more than that. Like, 3.5, really. But I swear, it makes the best michelada.
It's like the perfect summer
it's
michelada.
It's like next level michelada. Like, seriously, it's just.
It's like a mangonella with beer.
Oh, it's better than that. And it's so good. I had like maybe five of those. But it's only 3.5%. So I was like, basically, if I had two, it's like if I had like not even one beer.
Sure. So you had 2.25 beers.
Yeah. Basically. And I felt great.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't drunk. I was just like dancing cumbias and eating tacos and talking to friends. It was so much fun.
It was. And then this weekend.
Oh, and then this weekend we have the social.
The social, ladies. We're gonna have micheladas again.
I'm gonna tell Fernando to bring a keg of the mango cart.
Ooh, yeah,
for because the moms. Like it's
totally a girl michelada.
It's just too good. Like it's too good. So yes, the Chimiche Mobile will be there, and I'm gonna tell my brother to get a keg of the mango cart, so you guys don't no se queden con las ganas.
The social is this weekend. We are so excited. We are counting the days.
This weekend, May 13th, 2017. Because who knows? You might be listening to this. Whenever.
Yes.
But May 13th, 2017.
1 to 5 at La Plaza de la Cultura. Get your tickets. They are flying. We have a few left.
Oh my God. Rosalind Sanchez is going to be there.
Rosalind Sanchez is going to be there, ladies.
I know. Like Rosalind Sanchez, like the actress. Like the Rosalind
like
Sanchez.
Like the Rosalind Sanchez is going to join us.
I know. She just confirmed. And I was like, oh my God. You know what I told her? We had a conference call.
And o sea, sí. O sea, ¿es de que hablé con Rosalind?
Cuando me marcó por teléfono. And I was like, you know, to be quite honest with you, like, I feel intimidated to be take a picture next to you.
I know.
Like, I'm just hoping that I can get a six pack in a week.
I don't think
And you know
so.
What she said? She's like, ah, oh, stop. I don't even have a six pack anymore. I'm like, oh my God. Are you serious? But anyway, she just, she is going to launch a book in September. It's called Sebi in the Land of Cha-Cha-Cha. And she's going to do a live reading of her new book. Her new book is coming out in September, but they're going to be taking pre-orders at the social. So...
Plus, you know? Everything else that we have.
And her hot-ass husband's going to be there,
I know.
Too.
Have you guys checked out her husband? Or maybe don't. Or if you do, do it away from your husband.
No, I don't want... I was like, maybe husbands shouldn't be allowed. I'm like, oh, wait. She's bringing her husband. That's fine.
Yeah, I told my husband that she was coming, and I was like, I think you're staying home. He was like, no, I'm not. I'm like, damn it.
I'm like, but her husband's coming.
I know. But we are excited, ladies. We can't wait to see all of you there. This Saturday, May 13, get your tickets, supermamasocial.com.
To kick off summer.
Summer is just around the corner.
Summer is here.
It's here. Except summer for yesterday.
Oh, in LA. But summer is here. Summer is here. I know people wait for Memorial Day for it to be summer. It's like, nope. Summer is officially here. And to kick off summer. We're so Mexican. Summer. To kick off the summer season, we invited Lisa Cook of Kids Swim, and she is going to talk to us about water safety, which I think it's something that we need to be very aware of now that summer is here. A lot of us are going to be going to pool parties or going to be around
water,
whether, you know, and anywhere you go. And I think her advice was
priceless.
Yeah. Like, I feel so lucky that we had her.
Yeah.
And she talks about, like, swimming too, like, sort of all these new thoughts and waves of swimming, which I had no idea.
Yeah. I really love
schools
her approach.
Schools of thought behind swimming classes. Yeah. I loved her approach. And I actually just signed up for classes with her.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm going to be taking classes with me and the baby starting in June. So I'm really excited. I just loved everything she talked about. I love her approach to swimming,
her very practical tips.
Yeah, very she did that too. So yeah, I'm just excited that we have her here talking about swimming, water safety, and bikini season is here, ladies.
I'm excited because I'll be able to show up. I don't care. This is the only time where I can actually show off my six pack because of my belly. So when I'm getting on all these bikinis now. Cheeky bikinis, Brazilian bikini,
all sorts of bikinis.
But this is the only time where I can actually, I feel super comfortable just showing off whatever God gave me.
A la Beyonce status.
Lo que Dios me dio.
Literally, the kid in your belly. Oh, God.
Okay, ladies. Well, enjoy this episode with Lisa Cook from Kids Swim.
Thanks for being here, Lisa.
It's my pleasure.
I'm telling you, come in a perfect time. Not that we live in LA, so I know it's kind of unfair because in LA it's pretty much sunny all year.
Yes.
But for all those moms that live in other parts of the world listening to us,
right?
Summer is right around the corner.
It's almost here.
I mean, it's pretty much
practically
here.
It's
practically
here. It feels like it now.
Like after Easter, it's like 4th of July. Yeah. Like today I got like emails on like how to prepare for your 4th of July weekend. I'm like,
right.
Seriously, like Easter was yesterday.
Right.
And like now my emails are bombarded with like 4th of July, like barbecue cook-offs, like all of these things. And I'm like,
oh, I'm already preparing.
This is what capitalism does to you.
Yeah. Well, also now that so many schools start like in the middle of August.
Mm-hmm.
So by 4th of July, I feel like summer's half over already.
We only have 8 weeks left in school.
Right. That's right.
I know June, right?
Yeah. June.
Like summer starts in June.
Yeah. We have
when I was a little girl, I used to be like, yay, summer. Now I'm a mom, I'm like, oh.
I know. It's true. Yeah, I sort of mark the summer season from Memorial Day to Labor Day. That's kind of our...
That's true.
You know, when I think about it in the swim season, now we're in spring and classes are starting up and swimming is happening, but summer is really those two holidays.
And just a quick tip, 4th of July is on a Tuesday. So if you work at like an office job, ask for Monday off today. so you can have a 4-day weekend. Or unless they're giving it to you off. I don't understand. Right. Like,
yeah.
4th of July is not Tuesday. It's so random.
Yeah.
Because you have Saturday and Sunday off. Then right. there's like Monday.
Yeah.
Like you go to the office and then you take Tuesday off for 4th of July and then you come back on Wednesday.
Right. All yeah. I'm interested to see how they're going to.
I would actually take off Wednesday after 4th of July. Too many drinks.
But I know, but how are you going to get off Monday? But what about Saturday, Sunday? Then like go randomly Monday.
Yeah.
And then go off.
Yeah. You're right.
Do you know what I mean?
They'll probably give Monday off to most people. Like I'm sure the banks will be closed. Oh, I don't
That's
know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see.
So if you're smart and it's think an ahead.
Experiment. Right.
I'm confused.
Go right now and request Lucia,
can I take July 3rd.
I totally called my husband like a couple days ago and I was like, honey, I know it doesn't sound random. I know we're like kind of ahead of ourselves. Like, can you ask for July 3rd off on a Monday? And he's like, sure.
You know what? I'm the boss, so I can give everybody
my hey. There you go. There you go. Well, let's talk about your business, which sure. is Kitswim.
Right.
Kitswim. See, there goes my immigrant accent. <That's cool. laughs> How did you get started?
It's good. 16 years now in business.
Wow.
Wow. Good How did you get started?
Seriously. Well, you know, I started teaching swim lessons when I was about 18 or 19. So like really over 30 years.
Oh, so like 20 years. So like 5 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. And I worked at the Y forever. I taught swimming and I lifeguarded and I love the Y. And it was a great place to learn how to work with groups of kids and different ages and environments and adults and everything. And then I would just teach private on the side for, you know, extra money while I was in school and everything. And then I kind of did a series of small private swim lesson kind of businesses throughout the years. Mm-hmm. I worked at the Lowe's Hotel in Santa Monica teaching private swim lessons. I worked with another girlfriend. We did private swim lessons, you know, with clients. And then after I got married, my husband and I moved to Japan for 2 years. And then we moved to New York City so I could go to graduate school. But I ended up having my first son. Oh. And so I couldn't finish graduate school because it was an intense program.
Well,
I
yeah, just you have a kid.
Yeah, forget it. So we moved up to Maine for 3 years. We were teaching because we're both teachers, high school mm-hmm. teachers. We were teaching at a boarding school there. And it was great, but you make no money living right. up there. So I knew we were coming home.
But it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It was so beautiful. And but I knew we were coming home to LA for our first summer. My parents live here and whatever. And I just talked to a couple of my girlfriends and I said, listen, I'm going to be coming back for the summer. And one of them, who had a 3-year-old at the time, said, would you want to do some swim lessons? And I said, yeah, why not? So she said, well, I have a few friends, you know, we all have kids around the same age. You want me to spread the word? And I said, for sure, that would be so great. So my husband was off for the summer and he was with our son and I did the swim lessons. I taught, you know, and it was just me and I rented a car for the summer and I had a bag of toys. I like had an appointment book, you know, the kind at the hairdressers, yeah. right. write everybody's name in, way before smartphones. And I
way before hashtags.
Way before podcasts. And I just had, you know, a small collective of clients for that summer. And it really just grew from there.
And then you decided to stay.
Well, we actually went back to Maine for 2 more years. So I was coming back here in the summer.
Oh, wow.
From June through August, doing my little business. And then we would go back to Maine during the year. And then as the business really started.
With the kids?
Yeah. Well, wow. the kid singular at the time. And he would come back to LA for the summers with us. And then they would, you know, we'd go back to Maine in the fall. And then the business really started to grow. And the season, you know, people started saying, well, can we start in May? And can't you go through September? And then
it's
LA. Right. And then I started, you know, bringing on other people to work with me. And that's kind of, and I said, we have to move back to LA. Like right. my parents are here anyway, and
yeah.
this is where I grew up, and
love it.
So that's how it started the business, and now it's almost year round.
Wow,
we teach really 10 months out of the year, pretty much, and I love it. And, you know, I love teaching swimming. I don't do it as much as I used to because I'm running the show, but I still teach, And it's really one of the greatest joys.
So what are some like tips, tricks about like swimming and how to like, you know, introduce your kids to the water?
Yeah. Here's really the cheat sheet way to do it the easiest way without crying, without resistance, without struggles, without awkwardness, regressing. Start when they're babies. Baby swim class.
I know, but babies, like what's a baby?
5 or 6 months. Okay. You can start them. And really, like those baby swim classes that you can go to, we teach them. The YMCA has them.
Yeah.
Some of the other programs have them. Once a week, even.
Yeah.
Just you go to the classes with your baby. This is very important. With your baby, you or your husband or caregiver, with the baby, someone they know and trust and love, that's all you need to start, right? So if you start at like 6 or 7 months, let's say, it's so easy to get them acclimated. It's so easy to get them to get their faces wet. It's so easy to teach them how to hold their breath and do gliding and floating. And you just kind of continue on with that. And what happens, the thing that's so great about starting at that age is once you have established it and you keep it fairly consistent, they adapt to it so quickly that when they become really aware, independent toddlers, they are so comfortable in the water that there's no resistance to it. So then you have a two-year-old who is now swimming and swimming without fighting, you know, if you introduce something new to a child at age two, you have a 50-50 chance that they're going to be the kid who jumps right in and loves it. And then the other opposite is the kid who is cautious, anxious, you know, who is suspicious of new things, needs a lot more time to get introduced to stuff. And both are legitimate ways of approaching the world, and they both need to be respected and adapted to. But it takes longer. It's harder. You have to really work through that emotional age range of kind of, I say, right around age two till about 3 and a half. That's the range when most people ironically start lessons, and it's a great time to introduce them. I never say there's a bad time to introduce, but you just have to know going in that there could be more resistance at that stage because they're highly emotional.
Got it.
Does it have to be consistently from 6 months on? Because I took my first daughter, I don't have an issue. She loves the water.
Right.
But the second one, I did take her for a few months when she was about months old, like a year.
Yeah.
But then we stopped. We have stopped for like 8 months.
Yeah.
And then now the summer's coming and I want to take her again.
Right. So that's a really great question. And it is something that I talk about a lot, which is you want to have the length of time be as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And by length of time, I don't mean take them in the water for 2 hours. I mean week after week after week after week for little bits, 20, 30 minutes at a time, for as many months as you can, and then reduce the amount of months where they're not exposed to it.
Got it.
So that's the best way to keep it consistent in their mind. You know, their short-term memory won't retain that information for a very long period of time.
Right.
But if they have positive associations with it, it's imprinted.
Mm-hmm.
So once they start to get reacclimated to it, it will come back to them.
Because when they're babies, it's so easy. And
it's so easy.
It's so easy because you take them and then the teachers tell you to put them inside the water. And then you just and they don't cry. Nothing.
Right.
They love it.
Right.
But now I'm like,
yeah, now
they're
I'm
totally
like,
aware.
I'm like thinking about having a little baby under the water. He's like,
So there's a little, you know, you approach it a little differently when they're a little older.
Okay,
I mean, you know, I don't believe in dunking anyway, which dunking is where you put them straight down, vertically down under the water. We do a surface glide.
Yeah.
Because that, first of all, that it simulates actual swimming anyway. Nobody swims up and down, you know?
And well, how can they just throw you in the water and wait for you to, like, float?
I don't know. Is that really true?
I swear. That's how my sister and I learned. We went. They just throw you in the
and
water.
And then my dad was like, well, let me teach you how to swim. And then he would take us in the water and then let go of us. We're like,
But let me ask you something. Is there a lot of exposure to water and swimming and all that stuff down there, you know, in what? Because it's not near the beaches, right?
It's inland. It's inland.
Yeah.
We lived inland. Oaxaca is by the beach, but it's coastal, but we lived inland. I know. It's just that that's the
way. That's just how they did
that's
it.
That's just the way.
That's old school.
That's like the swim school. Because we used to love swim class.
Yeah.
Like that was like the. My sister and I don't know how to ride a bike. Mm-mm. We don't know how to kick a ball. I don't know how to kick a ball. We don't know how to do volleyball. We don't know how to rollerblade. But
I don't know how to run.
We don't know how to run. But for the life of us, we know how to swim.
Yeah, I love swimming.
I love it too.
I love swimming.
Because that's like the one class we took, but I kid you not. Like, they would just throw us in the water.
Well, you know, I don't know. To be honest, I know so many people who learn that way that you can't negate it.
Do not throw your kids in the water.
But do not negate it. Right.
We're not endorsing that practice.
But we're not living in Oaxaca anymore.
Right. So I'm completely lost my train of thought, though. What were we talking about?
It's normal in the show.
It happens in the show all the time. Dunking.
Yes.
So dunking for the sake of dunking, the problem with it, aside from the fact that it doesn't equate to actual swimming, is when you think about a child going under the water, like let's say they're in trouble and they're drowning, God forbid, they go under straight down. And so what happens is the water level rises and it rises up to their mouth and it rises up to their nose and up to their eyes and then up to their head. So they're that feeling of going under this way and that panic of now I can't breathe with my mouth, now I can't breathe with my nose, now I'm going under with my eyes. That's really what you're simulating when you dunk them straight down.
Oh.
When you put them in a glide position like this, so they're on top of the water and their face is down, first of all, that's the correct posture for swimming. That's what you want them to be doing anyway. And so they go into the water with their face down. You don't even have to put them all the way under. Like the top of their head can still be out. It's really about the face getting wet and that feeling of the water moving forward, where they're moving forward through the water.
Got it.
And what is great about that too is it's much more difficult for children to breathe the water in when they're swimming that way, because it goes, you do it kind of fast when you start and you go straight forward and then you come up and they kind of shut down. They like instinctively shut down, especially when they're little, and you bring them right up and we're talking like 2-3 seconds at most.
Got it.
And then they come up and they may be bewildered for a minute, like what just happened, but most kids do not even get water in their nose when
makes
they do it.
Makes
totally
that way. Sense. Yeah. Total sense.
Right? It's so sensible, but people, you know, unless you really have done this year after year after year, you kind of don't necessarily know any of that stuff, which is why I like to do these talks, because there's so much misinformation about how to approach water safety and swim lessons and all of that. And intensive swim lessons have become very trendy over the last, I want to say maybe 10, 15 years. And you know what those are? Mm-mm. Like the, so.
Is it like this farm to table situation?
No. It's intensive swim lessons are basically what they sound like, where you take a child who doesn't know how to swim and they do every day for a week. Or let's say every day back to back for 10 days.
Oh.
And at the end of the 10 days,
you drop them in the water.
They start doing that on day one.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. So it's like that. And they start dunking them immediately and putting them under immediately and forcing them
shock.
To. And it is. And I think it is detrimental.
Right.
As an educator and as someone who understands how children learn to swim, I think it's has so many, can backfire so hugely.
Because you have like, you associate the water with fear. You associate the water 100%. With like, oh my God, shock.
100%. That it suddenly becomes a like a fight or flight situation.
Right.
And their adrenaline is going and they have to learn how to adapt to that. And they don't retain any imprinting of learning how to swim in a positive situation because you can't, you can't retain things when your body is in fight or flight mode.
Right.
It's like just reactionary.
For me, swimming has always been like associated with fun. Mm-hmm. Like it's fun. You play in the water.
Right.
You relax, you know. And I think that's the same situation that totally makes sense.
100%. And in fact, we always incorporate games and toys into the lessons. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of structural reasons why it's effective to do that. But one of the other things that's true is you have to teach to real life. And when kids are not in swim lessons mm-hmm. and they are in the pool, all they want to do is play.
Play.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to navigate with them what it's really going to be like for them when right. they're playing in the pool. So you can watch what they're doing and guide them through and say, well, what you're doing right now isn't safe because of where you're standing and because of how you're reaching. And, you know, and you want to dialogue with them about to help them problem solve for themselves so that when you're not there, they're confident to be able to do what they know how to do because you've done it 100 times in the pool with them.
Got it.
Wow. You know?
Now let's talk about water safety.
Do it.
And how do we get safe in the water?
Right. Okay. So that's such a great question. So water safety comes in 3 stages. Mm-hmm. And I'll take you all the way to my definition of a water safe child.
Okay.
So a water safe child has to be at least 8 years old.
Oh.
A water safe child at 8 years old, and that's assuming that, let's say, they've had a good 5 years of swim lessons.
Oh, wow.
So okay. we start them at 2 or 3, and they have had consistent lessons and exposure and practice over a course of 5 years. Oh, so wow. now we have an 8-year-old child. The other reason why I say 8 is because water safety is 3 components. It's physical, it's mental, and it's emotional. Okay. The biggest factor is the emotional one, because young children, the reason why even a child who's, let's say, 3 or 4 or 5 who can swim and like jump in the deep end and, you know, do a dive and swim to the bottom. But if they're freaked about something, if something scares them or startles them or they're in a situation they're unfamiliar with, the odds are they'll still panic right. because they're young. Mm-hmm. And yeah. so it's the panic that drives out any rational thought and puts them in a situation where they could potentially drown. Mm-hmm. So they have to have enough, they have to be seasoned enough. They have to have enough experience and enough time and be kind of solid in their boots, you know. And age 8, they're 2nd grade, going into 3rd grade. That's enough time where generally kids know their limits in the pool. They know what they're capable of. They've had enough time in and around the pool. So that's where I go, is that age. So how do you get there? So again, going back to, we want to start them as young as we can comfortably start them and keep them consistently exposed over the course of, let's say, those 5 years. Whether you do all group lessons the entire time, whether you vacillate between group parenting classes and then go to some private lessons for a little while, which I recommend starting around age 2, maybe to age 4 or 5, mm-hmm. you know, that would be the best time to invest in doing private lessons wherever you decide to do them. And then again, you can go back to semi-privates or group classes after that. Once they're able to swim a length of the pool freestyle, you can put them back into group lessons. I think that is totally fine. And just keep them going until they're, assume that you'll keep them in some form of lessons till they're 8.
Got it.
And that really gives you a well-rounded swimmer.
Okay.
And then other than that, do not leave them unattended around water.
You really can't. You really, really can't. And you know, that I cannot stress that enough, that in fact, the number one life-saving device, water safety device to protect your child from a drowning is your eyes.
Right.
As the parent. Even though my children both started to swim when they were 2, each of them started when they were 2. And that's just because I took them in all the time, every single day. We swam. I never left them at a party if they went to a swim party, even if there were lifeguards in attendance. I was the
especially
parent.
Especially nowadays. I think about lifeguards nowadays. Excuse yep. me. I'm yeah. sorry for interrupting.
Do it.
I feel like nowadays everyone's on their phone all the time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm like.
So I'm so glad you brought that up because here's one of the things that happens. And it's, listen, I'm not condemning anyone. But unless you really know this, you don't know this. Mm-hmm. That there's sort of that weird feeling like, if I'm standing right here and my child is sitting on the pool steps, as long as I'm right here in front of them, they're okay. But unless you're actually looking at them, it happens so fast, you just don't know. Right. And so if you're on your phone and you're just even turned this way and your attention is divided, your child can be under the water. You don't even know it. You could be turned and having a conversation with a friend who's standing next to you and your kids are in the pool and they're swimming or whatever. You're right there, but you're just not looking at them under they go. And I've seen it happen enough times that I know it happens so fast, you can't even believe it.
Right.
And the other thing that's true is for little ones, like if you say sit on the steps, you can stay on the steps. The thing about toddlers and about before age four, their core strength is not developed. And so one of the things that's true is their bodies aren't strong enough in the water. So you see a little toddler in the water, they're pushed around by the water. So if you sit them on the top step and that's where you expect mm-hmm. them to stay, mm-hmm. the water can just move them right off that step.
That's true.
That without them even doing anything. And then how many toddlers do we know that you say stay in one place and they do?
I don't know any.
And so, you know, so you have to sort of commit that, okay, you know, I've got to really watch my child all the time. So then the other thing that comes into play is variables. So let's say you have your own pool and your child knows how to swim now, great swimmer, is comfortable in the water. Your child is swimming by himself in your pool. You're sitting on the side watching him. Okay, at that point, he's alone in your pool. He knows that pool really well. Let's say he's five. Okay, really good swimmer. You don't have to be 100% Hawkeyes because there's no other variables included. It's just him in the pool he knows best. You're there, right? Nothing to interfere with him.
Got it.
You add another child into the mix, let's say, someone who's a friend from school. You don't know the kid that well. Suddenly you have another variable, right? You have a kid who may not be a good swimmer. That kid may freak out while they're swimming. They may try to grab your kid and pull them under the water. That kid might, you know, like there's suddenly stuff involved that you don't know.
Yeah.
So the more variables you add to the equation, the more your vigilance level has to go up.
Right. Because I think like the level of learn, like the level of knowledge between kids, some kids might know more than the other ones and they assume that they all know the same.
Correct.
So they start playing rough in the water.
That's right.
That's when things
happen. And if a kid that isn't your kid, let's say they panic. Let's say they freak out because all of a sudden they can't stand. They'll grab your kid and try to use your kid to get back up there and your kid's going under. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the other reason why I say, like, for example, age eight. Because when kids are that age, they're sort of a lot more aware of what's going on around them. Five is still little. Yeah. Five is still young to react to stuff.
So my kids are not perfect swimmers. They're, you know, learning stages, beginner. Sure. So my plan for this summer is to put one of those, I don't even know what they're called. Like, they're just like portable big swimming pools.
Yep.
We've done it once. So equipment for that, what would you say that they have to have all the time?
For them to be swimming in the pool?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. When they're having their swim lessons, I'm glad you brought this up. Ideally, you don't want them to have any kind of devices when they're having their actual lessons. Mm-hmm. It's much better to learn without any flippers or fins or floaties of any kind or noodles even. You want them to learn in as natural a state as possible.
Got it.
Because anything that helps buoy them up, keep them afloat, gives off a false sense of security. Mm-hmm. And how many times have I seen a kid who initially started learning with a floaty vest on, just even recreationally, then they get right into the pool with you, with me, let's say, and they say, "Watch me swim." And they go straight down because they are not being held up by any apparatus.
Right,
so
right.
Also, it's a habit that they have to break. It's like having a binky or a little blanket that you want or diapers or anything you have to wean a child out of. You want as few of those as possible because it's also a hassle, right? So for swim lessons, in actuality, try to do it with nothing.
Okay.
When they're practicing and they're swimming around, there are, and let's say you, they really want to be in the water swimming and you just do not want to get in with them at the moment. Like, they want to be in the pool. There are those now kind of half, it's like a half vest, comes right to here.
Okay.
With like little arm
like under
things.
Your chest?
Yep. And okay. You sort of slip it on, almost like a jacket. It buckles up really tight. Those I found to be the best.
Okay.
And I say it always cautiously because it's nothing is 100%. But I found them to be the best because the most of the whole body is free. Mm-hmm. So they can swim in an actual prone position in a swimming position. And their arms are mobile and they can pick their head up and down. And So that, if you're going to have them have something available to them because they want to be in swimming and you just can't like deal with all of that, right? That is one option.
But still watch them.
Okay. Correct.
Right, because we have the full, you know, what do you call it? The life vest.
Okay.
And you're right. Once they get in the water, I feel like they go up.
Right. Right. This I find to be better. Show you a picture of it.
Yeah, sure. And we'll link them on the notes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Awesome. No, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
I have that in like water shoes because I feel like they slip. Sometimes they're trying to get it out of the pool. Sometimes they tend to slip when they don't have.
Now, when they're in their lessons, no water shoes because they need to be able to manipulate their feet for kicking. Fine. But for playtime, totally fine, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. Let's take a break. Thank you so much. A lot of information.
It is. I know.
I'm like, you were just playing all like my worst nightmares.
I'm sorry.
In my mind.
I hope but it doesn't come off that way.
No.
It's great.
But
we need to know.
You need to know these things because we live like, but again, because we play these things in our head, we're like, that's not going to happen. Like, it's not going to happen.
Right.
But like, you need to prepare for everything.
You know, I just say, parents, increase your vigilance, but reduce your anxiety.
Yeah, no. And,
you know,
and that's how you reduce anxiety.
Right.
By being prepared.
Right.
Because then you know you're prepared. So, like, why are you anxious about?
Totally.
Yeah. It's like my end of the world preparation. All right, let's take a break and we'll be right back. Their super mama picker tip of the week.
Now.
I know. I'm like excited.
Right?
I was just remembering how great of a time like we were having swim classes.
I used to love swim classes.
Mm. And we used to graduate and we used to have a little hat with a different color. Yeah.
And you know what is so funny is when I go to adult functions and I talk to people and they say, "What do you do?" And I say, "I own a swim school." I swear to you, every single person that I say that to says, "Oh my God." They either say, "I loved my swim teacher." We're talking about adults. Well into adulthood. "I loved my swim teacher. I love swim lessons. I learned to swim." And they'll tell me their swim story. Or,
like,
"I hated swim lessons. I hated learning to swim. I had a terrible experience. Someone threw me in. This happened." Like, people immediately go back to their childhood and remember that memory. I remember my swim lessons when I was little. And so that's why I also think this formula, this way that we teach, I teach a developmental style, is so beneficial because it starts from a positive, it continues through a positive, and it teaches proper swim habits so that when these kids get older, and I have a testament to this because I have so many kids now who are college aged, who started with me 16 years ago, and they're beautiful swimmers. Whether or not they choose to pursue it as their sport or not, I know that they are swimming with good form, good technique, and they're breathing.
Is Michael Phelps one of them?
No. I wish I could. No. But it does bring up something that I think is really important, needs to be addressed, is if your children are learning to swim correctly in a way that will benefit them for life, they have to learn how to regulate their breathing. And so what that means is, as opposed to swimming and holding your breath, children need to be taught to swim letting their air out while they're swimming, so blowing their bubbles, which is breathing out, and then turning, rolling up, picking their head up, taking a breath in, and then breathing out again.
Oh.
And that, I think, is one of the biggest misconceptions that parents have.
That's so true.
I have parents that will say to me, why are you teaching him to blow his bubbles instead of just swim and hold their breath? And this is the other thing that intensive swim programs don't address, because they're under the clock.
Yeah. Right.
Like, you have to do this quick. Breathing, learning to swim with breathing, it's the hardest skill to master.
Mm-hmm.
More than any stroke you teach, it's the swimming and breathing. But what happens is this. If you think about, again, we go back to the panic. We go back to what it feels like to be drowning. When you're swimming or when you're in the water and you can't breathe, you can't breathe. It's associated with, I can't breathe. I'm not okay. I need to get somewhere quickly because otherwise I'm not okay, mm-hmm. right? So when you teach a child to swim and hold their breath, the mindset is, I have to swim as fast as I can to get to the side so that I can breathe again.
Right.
As opposed to swim and breathe as you're swimming. Swim mm-hmm. and breathe as you're swimming and relax. Be calm. Be relaxed. Everything is fine. You've got this. Right? As opposed to, I can't breathe until I get to the end, until I stop.
It's such a like synonym of life, right?
Totally.
Like, if you just breathe
right.
through your problem,
right, you'll be right, fine. Right, right, right. And on top of all of that, just from a purely physical exercise standpoint, you can't maintain endurance right. yeah. without breathing as you're doing the exercise. There's no other exercise you can think of, running, tennis, you know, yoga, any other sport. You have to breathe a lot as you're doing it.
And all these,
No one holds their breath.
Yeah, you're right.
So, but because swimming, you have to incorporate it as a learned part of the skills. It's not a natural thing because you're
under the water.
You know, you're inhibited by something. You have to relearn how to breathe.
That's true, because I know how to swim. My husband knows how to swim, but the difference is that he doesn't know how to breathe.
And he probably doesn't like it as much.
He's like, I just don't know how to do it.
Right.
And I'm like, what do you mean? Just turn
it's
your head.
It's very hard to teach an older child on the way up to an adult how to relearn that.
Wow.
So for any adult I know who doesn't like to swim, it's because they don't know how to breathe.
Right.
They never say, I'm not that strong a swimmer, I'm not that comfortable. It's always, I don't know how to breathe.
Right. That's
which true. Makes it miserable. I wouldn't want to do it if I didn't know how to breathe. So that is the crux of really teaching children how to swim effectively for life.
Got it.
So beyond that 5 days or 10 days intensive swim lessons, which I know what it addresses. It addresses that horrible fear that every parent has of, what if my child fell in? How would they get to the side and climb out? I get that. That's mm-hmm. like the classic fear that every parent thinks of. And they want to address that. I understand that. But it's a little bit short-sighted. And it doesn't do a long-term service to what your child really needs, which is a full-on understanding of how to swim in a lot of different situations so that they're safe throughout their life.
Yeah. And everybody wants everything quick nowadays, too.
Yeah.
We need to talk about it after the show because I need to send my kids with you.
Yeah. I love how we use everyone that comes in. It's like, perfect.
You know, this is so... It's so important.
I just really like your approach.
Thank you.
I really like your approach because, like you said, you know, we're just like, okay, he needs to learn how to swim because I need him to like run, do the whole pull back and forth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's not about that.
We want everything now.
Yeah.
Like, that's true. Right. Now.
I get it.
The kid swimming now. 3-day intensive potty training now, you know,
right.
Everything. And these kids are little humans. Paulina, do you have a pick or a tip?
My pick or my tip would be, if you really like swimming, like myself, and you wish you had a pool, but you can't afford $30,000.
Yeah.
We got a portable pool that it's not like your kiddie pool. Mm. and it's big. I'm not sure how big it is. I'll put the link on the show. Mm. But it was like $150 when we got it. Oh, and wow. And actually you can fit like
yeah, I remember. It takes a lot of water.
Yeah. You don't have to fill that out all the way, but for the kids, you know, but it fits around 6 people in there.
Yeah, I remember.
And it was really good. Mm. It was really cool. I'll put a picture up, and I'm going to put it again on the back of my house this end of spring, start of summer, because mm-hmm. they are really anxious about going into the pool. And it's an affordable. It's an affordable way of having a mm-hmm. pool mm-hmm. for the summer in mm-hmm. your house. And they sell all the things, you know, you can go to like a pool supply store and get yep. all the things that they need, and it's very easy to maintain.
Great.
And then once you're done with the water, you can just use it to water your plants.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, it's sure. true.
Yo, yeah.
So it doesn't go to waste, so you can yep. just, yeah, you know. So that's my tip.
Cool.
Pick.
My pick.
Do you have a pick or something
that sure, you want to... Sure, sure. Let's do it. I would like to say that I'm a fan of reusable swim diapers as opposed to disposable swim diapers. That's a good tip. Reusable ones, you can order them on like diapers.com has them. I'm sure Amazon has them.
Got it.
And so they're like little bathing trunks, boys and girls. They have them for boys and girls. And you typically get them a little smaller sized than even what they wear. You want them a little snug. But it's like a little bathing suit bottoms. And they are better than the disposable ones.
Got it.
They cost, one of those costs the same as buying a package of disposable diapers.
Oh,
they work okay, better. They keep the... It's only for the poop anyway, you know. They keep it in. It really works. And you put it under their bathing suit. And when you just wash it like a regular bathing suit, and you can reuse it over and over.
Nice.
And I got two. I always had two so that they didn't wear out as quickly. Right. You know, and I just alternated from my son. And the disposable ones, they fall apart all the time. Mm. They don't work that well.
They don't absorb.
No. And it's worse for the environment.
Right, right. So that's what I was going to say.
It's all...
environment friendly.
I don't even know why they... Everyone doesn't use reusable, but now you know, I say embrace it.
That's a great tip.
Embrace the reusable. Thank you. For the babies. You're welcome. That's for the babies.
For sure.
Yeah.
Every time someone says you're welcome, I think of the Maui song.
Me too. Oh, we listen to that at least once. What's a car ride.
To my
once?
Life?
Oh,
at least
lucky.
Once.
You're lucky.
What's
to
happened
about,
to
like,
my life?
Times.
Well, it only takes 12 minutes for me to get my kid to school, so he only gets good. To listen to it
that's
once
good.
Yeah.
My as soon as we get in the car, he's like, you're welcome, mommy, you're welcome. Like, okay.
And the water song,
I've been standing at the edge, you know, of the water. I'm a sucker for the water song.
I know, me too. I'm like, so okay,
the Little Mermaid's my favorite. I mean, clearly me it's too. My favorite, you
mine
know.
Too.
Oh. I know.
My Krista, she goes, mommy, can you put at the end of the water song? He's like, I've been staring at the end of the water song. I'm like, okay. I'm like, that's not how it's called, but okay.
Baby just says water about me, water song, water song. I'm like, okay.
That's cute.
Water babies. That's cool.
Well, my pick is going to be an SPF. I'm like a sucker for SPF.
Okay.
And I realized that somehow, like, I had stopped putting SPF on my child.
Right.
We went hiking this weekend. So I was like, I have this SPF, and that I'm like, why don't I put SPF on you every day like I do myself? You know?
That's true.
So I think that a good tip for moms is, like, every time you apply SPF to yourself, and you
mm-hmm.
should
mm-hmm.
all the time
mm-hmm.
to prevent wrinkles, ladies,
mm.
Put it on your kid at the same time. You make it a habit to every time you put it on in the mornings. It's just as important yeah. for you as it is for your kids.
Can I add to that?
Sure.
Can I
of course.
Say one thing about that? When you, especially for the babies, like if you're taking your baby in the pool,
mm-hmm.
remember to rub some in their scalp, on top of their head, and then the backs of the ears. Because hats, you know, sometimes they like to wear the hats, but babies like to pull the hats off. It can be cumbersome, and when they get wet, they get heavy on their face. So a lot of times I don't love hats on babies, but just if you rub some sun, you know, some SPF on their scalp and the backs of their ears, that's important. That's a good
that's
thing
a great
to do
tip. Thank you.
And the SPF that I use is SPF 50 plus. I don't even know if that even exists, but whatever. I see 50. I heard something like there's not such a thing more than 30. Everything else after 30, but
So many mixed messages about that. I don't know.
But I'll just use
Feel good about it.
Use this brand called Think Sport, and I love it.
Is that for kids or for you?
Yeah, no, it's for kids.
Let me see the picture of that. Okay, I know that brand, and I think people I know who use it really like it.
I like it.
Yeah. I use Badger.
Badger? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Badger's a really good one.
Great.
Yep. That's what I was, because I don't have any and I need to get some for the kids.
Badger's a good one.
Badger and Think Sport.
But does it leave his face white?
I mean, you know what? Actually, it's white when I put it on, but it actually it rubs in. Yeah. Like, it doesn't. But I like it when it has little white things here because I know it's protected.
Right. Badger is it's a thick one when you put it on, but it does blend in.
Oh, okay.
And it works so well. And I know you can get it at like Whole Foods, for example.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this one doesn't stay. I actually use it for my arms too when I go with him.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. For my face, I use like some expensive kind.
Of course, I don't know. You have to. It's for me. It's your face.
For the baby, you can use the cheap stuff. But for me, I need expensive stuff.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to put my Trish McAvoy on the baby.
I don't know that it even matters, like my primer SPF situation.
Right, you know?
Right, right.
I'm a sucker for all these things, though. Like, you guys know me. Like, I am like, I have a new pickup, like beauty stuff every day. Like, I just found this new oil and I just found this new thing. So.
I should be more into that because I have so much sun exposure, but I just am so not.
I'm just really not. I should have. And the thing I always tell my, everyone always asks me, what would you tell your young self? Like, you could go back and tell your young self something.
Yeah,
you know?
What?
Everyone's always thinking like, well, like everyone always thinks like, you know, work harder at school.
Right.
Like, don't waste your time drinking. You know, I'm like, two.
Wear more sunscreen.
Wear more sunscreen. And number two, sleep a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
Two things I would have told myself.
Enjoy your sleep.
I mean, sleep 8 hours every day.
Mm.
And
well, you could.
Wear a shitload of sunscreen. That is the two tips I would have told my younger self. Everything else, you
just
know,
go.
Happened for a reason.
Right.
You
know? That's pretty awesome.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, true. Don't go out with that. Don't ever go with that guy. You know, he taught me something.
Right.
Whatever.
For sure.
But the lack of sleep and the not as
I'm going to have to think about that today. That'll be my sort of, you know, esoteric thought for the day. Like, what would I tell my younger self?
SPF.
Well, don't forget to follow us on social media.
@_SupermamaS on Instagram and Twitter. SupermamaS Podcast on Facebook and SupermamaS Podcast.
I just started following you guys.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. And Lisa, where can the moms find you? Where can they subscribe to your swim lessons?
Yep.
Can they ask you questions?
Absolutely. So kidswim.org is our website. We also have a newsletter that we put out once a month. It always has an information blog. Like, we just did one on how to have a safe, fun pool party. If you're going to have your own pool party, how many lifeguards should you hire? What should you expect? Things you want to know, tips. Or we talk about water safety. We talk about sending your kids to camp, like things like that. And then we have resources. These are recommendations we make about companies, products, services for families and kids that we really trust and recommend. And then we'll also do any kind of promos or specials we're having. If they check us out on the website,
subscribe to the newsletter.
And you can do that for sure. And then once a month, I do Water Safety Sundays in the park. It's free. You have to register at the office, but it's free. And it's for parents with babies. They can bring their babies with them and come for an hour on a Sunday. And I talk about water safety and answer any questions. So just like we did today, do that.
Thank you so much
for
doing
all that stuff. You're so welcome. It's my pleasure. It's great to meet you guys.
And on Instagram, social media?
We have a Facebook page. It's KidSwim on KidSwim LA. Twitter is KidSwim LA. And our Instagram
we'll link it.
We have something.
We'll link it. We'll link it. Thank you so
I'm
much
old.
For-
I'm old. So social not. Media is not.
No, you're not. We'll see you next week. Super Mama.
So great.
We got about to go to the pool.
Thank you.
I know. I'm ready to go swim in my bathtub. Super Mama.
Bye.
Bye-bye.